the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
How do we word this? Today we're reviewing our most anticipated movies of the year.
Yeah. So at the beginning of this year, we did a podcast where we were talking about our most anticipated TV shows and movies for the entire year. And we're going to talk about if some of them fall flat or if they exceeded our expectations. Or if we watched...
Yeah, no, going through this, I'm like, oh, there are some I didn't watch. Whoops.
Not only didn't watch, didn't even come out this year.
We'll talk about that. I did organize this, I think, by the ones that we shared.
Yes.
So, I think I got that right. I honestly didn't pay attention enough, like, when I was going through this, but...
Do you want to start out with those?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Should we just start... Right off the bat?
Yeah.
Number one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. Do you want to also, like, read our, like, our Letterboxd reviews, too?
Ooh, that's fun.
Okay. So, our most anticipated for the year was Jurassic World Dominion.
Can I just say, I loved when we're, like, you will never guess, like, what our most anticipated is for the year. And Fran's, like, Legally Blonde 3. I'm like, no, girl, you won't guess it.
Nope.
It is not. We are dino fans at heart, man.
Speaking
of which, remind me to show you, my mom got me a blue ornament, and he sits at the top of my little mini Christmas tree like a little tree topper.
Stop, I love that.
I love him, he's adorable.
So Jurassic World Dominion. Still wild that we saw that together.
I know.
And the fact that that was this year.
This year is insane. Like, I just, like, keep seeing all these posts of, like, people reflecting back on 2022, and I'm just like, so much happened.
Betty White almost died a year ago. How wild is that?
I still remember exactly where it was. Yeah. Bob Saget died in January.
January. This year was wild.
This year was so insane. I also didn't realize that And Just Like That happened in 2021.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, that feels super recent and everything else feels super old.
There was stuff that, like, was on my list that I forgot I even watched this year.
Yeah.
Because it was so long ago.
There's so much going on.
Truly, truly.
I mean, really, you can watch our review on Jurassic Dominion. We kind of were on, like, a high after it, though, so.
No, we were on, like, a low, and then when it bought it back up to a high, thanks to my brother, that explained the entire movie.
Shout out to him.
I haven't watched it since that.
I've watched it once. I, like, rewatched it, like, after I got home. I watched it on the 15th, we watched it on the 9th.
Okay.
So, like, literally, like, 3 days really after touching back in home, I'm like, time to go see a movie.
I feel like I need to rewatch it now to, like, fully.
I mean, let's be real. The shining star of it is just Laura Dern.
Yeah.
As always.
And, oh my god.
And the Alan and Ellie kiss.
Yes, that. Thank you. The character names just always.
I just remember, like, for like a week, I was just like coasting off of this one really shitty TikTok video of it.
Oh yeah,
just
it's
like
still
to
saved
re-watch.
To my phone.
Oh, absolutely same.
Just in case if I ever want to rewatch it again.
I just remember, like, us, like, when that happened, just like squeezing each other.
I was like, oh my god, it's
it was amazing.
Yeah. So, like, initially, I was a little let down.
Yeah.
I think we both were.
Yes.
I had
a bit more than you. I gave it 3.5 right off the bat.
I gave it 2.5 and I bumped it up to another star because of
I bumped it up to four when I saw it again.
Yeah.
Because having the second knowledge and I'm like, okay, I can see this from a different lens now.
Yeah.
So it's not a perfect movie, but it's not. Although, maybe I'll watch it a third time, and I'll be like, no, back down to 3.5.
Very true.
Who even knows?
It could happen.
I have a very long review for it, so like
I have my first initial review and then an updated part.
Okay.
After the movie was explained to us. I feel so stupid for not having to get the movie explained to us. But this is what happened when you change actors. I
Okay,
don't recognize names.
And also just like I guess, yeah, like we all love Jurassic Park, but like it wasn't explicitly stated that that's what was happening. And honestly, the bias and stuff in the original Jurassic Park is so small.
So small.
It's like that one little scene at the beginning, and I'm gonna admit something. I kind of skip the beginning sometimes.
Yeah, that's
I kind of skip to when, like,
sometimes I forget that scene happens.
Me too. I couldn't tell you.
To be fair, they also did have to change the actor because the original actor was arrested for sexual assault or something. He's arrested.
Yeah.
He's a perv.
Yeah.
So I totally get why you had to change the actor, but at least like let me know.
Yeah, or maybe, like, just, like, give, like, a little, like, flashback scene or something.
Yeah, or so I could remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd even take, like, a throwaway line of them being like, oh my god, Biasin, that's the thing that happened in 40 years ago, or however long it was. Like, just something. Was it 30? Yeah.
92, yeah, 30.
30. Jurassic Park is turning 30 this year.
Did turn 30 this
year. No, it's 93.
I thought it was 92. Okay, so 30. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just know because I'm doing an article on movies that are turning big names.
30.
Yeah. Oh, or God, no, 23 movies having big anniversaries. So stay tuned for that on Collider, guys. Shameless self-plug. We love to see it.
Do you want to read your review first or
I'll read my second review because it's less jumbled.
Okay.
Yeah, because my first watch, I'm just like, oh my god, I loved seeing Ellie and Alan and Malcolm. I almost said Jeff. So I said, I'm bumping up my rating upon a second watch. Now having the knowledge of how this ties in with the original Jurassic Park, I found the movie a lot more clever this time around. It still has its flaws, of course, and at times it can feel all over the place. And yeah, I stand by the fact that this would work better as a middle movie. But I can't deny how emotionally impacted I felt as soon as those credits rolled. That last shot is breathtaking. The swell of the original theme throughout the film gave me goosebumps. And of course, seeing the OG cast reunite, well, that just meant everything to me. Honorary 5 stars for Ellie Sattler and Ellie Sattler alone.
Yes.
Honestly, for Laura Dern's ass, it deserves 6 stars.
It does. It does.
I think that was like one of the first things we said to each other. Is her ass always been this nice?
Yeah. The pants really did it. Okay, my review says, for an ending of a trilogy, you think you would have went out with a little bit bigger of a bang and would have focused more on the dinosaurs, but can I really complain that much when I got the best trio in cinematic history back, parallels to Jurassic Park 1993, and Elliot Allen kissed almost 30 years in the making? And then my update. After learning the Dodson was in Jurassic Park, and Biasin has been around since the very first movie as well, I bumped up my rating. It should have been addressed better in the film, especially if you haven't read the book where Biasin is clearly mentioned. It would have helped the viewer realize how it was all connected. Still wasn't in love with the bug storyline, and still felt like it could have been a second movie instead of the end of a trilogy.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. It was, like, really catered to
the book.
Fans of the book.
Yeah.
And I read the book. I don't think I finished the book. But I was younger when I read the book, and I skipped all the stuff that wasn't dinosaurs.
Fair.
That's what I was reading Jurassic Park for. I didn't want to know the entire way they created this dinosaur. Also, it's such a long book, and it's really small words. Like, it's a lot to read.
My brother read it, and
yeah, I think your mom said he like took it out like so many times.
Yes, because it is so thick, and like you said, the words are like that big.
And there's just a lot to read.
It's also very sciencey, like you said.
That's
like,
exactly it.
Skipped a lot that wasn't happening.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't understand what this is. Like, just give me the stuff I know.
Yeah, exactly.
And when those parts came, they were good.
Mm-hmm.
But it is baffling to like see a movie be made on a book that is like so wordy and so sciencey, and like just have like this absolute masterpiece come out of it. Because that is not. Like, I guess, like, the entire concept, like, does make it movie-worthy, but, like, reading it, you're just like, how did someone read this and go, ah, movie?
Movie.
Just because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
I also learned from your brother coming in that I had been saying Michael Crichton's name wrong the entirety of my life. I've been calling him Michael Crichton. It's not, apparently.
It's okay. I say everyone's name wrong.
It's, yeah.
You see me say some of my patients and doctors' names. I'm like, Dr. Ginner. Like, they're, and then they say it. They're like, I'm like, yeah, that one. Thank you. So your overall rating was a four?
I bumped it up to a four.
Okay, mine was a 3.5.
Yeah.
Still, I think, not bad.
No.
I wanted to give it a 5.
Yeah.
But, I mean, was it really ever going to be a 5?
No. None of these movies, except for the first one, are truly a full 5 stars.
Yeah.
Some of them get close, but none are true 5 stars.
Nope.
Except for the original. We'll say, as cheesy as it sounds, it'll always be a movie that I have a very special memory of, at least. So, because, like, getting to see that with you was, like, really, really cool.
It was. Still wild. Still kind of forget still wild sometimes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll go back to the pictures. I'm like, oh my god, me and Alexi actually hung out.
Yeah, major life events, I just forget. Like, meeting Machen, like, I forget it happened.
Me too. I didn't really Did meet that happen her this in the year? Same room.
Oh my god, no. That was, like, okay. 2019.
I was talking about the Zoom.
Okay, I was talking Comic-Con.
Okay, no. I was talking to Zoom. That's when you, like, met her.
Once again, erased from my memory. That was 2021.
Oh, God.
Wild. Wild, man. Speaking of Machen.
That's the next one on our list. It didn't come out. It got a name change.
It did?
Yeah, it got its name changed to, like, My Name Is... It's either My Name Is ... or My Name Is something, and I can't remember what it is.
Since when did I get a name change?
A few months ago. Yeah.
What's the hold up with this movie, though?
I have no idea. I know they just went through, like, the final... I think they just had a premiere for it. For, like, the cast and crew. So, like, I'm assuming it's hopefully coming out soon, but also I feel like you have to find, like, distributors and stuff, and I don't know. It's
literally not even in her Wikipedia.
But fine.
Fine.
I am still looking forward to that, just for...
So am I, but I was really confused, because didn't they take it to a film festival?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
We should know that any of Machen's projects that she works on
take forever. Yeah. And with the connections she has, you wouldn't think they would.
Yeah, no.
She's like BFFs with David Lynch.
Right?
So, but it's fine.
And then I was also thinking today.
What?
I was thinking today about her the Don't Mind Me podcast that one had 5 episodes.
Just like never came back.
Just Machen's brand.
I love her. I love her so much. I feel like I've just, like, fallen out of my Machen phase this year just because, like, there's been nothing really going on. And obviously,
yeah.
I fell headfirst into a Winona Ryder hole. You fell headfirst into a Mariska Hargitay. Yeah. So, like, it's been a big year, but she's always going to have my heart.
Yeah, no, she always has a special place there.
Like, every time I get a post notification, I'm like,
it's still that same adrenaline rush. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't post anything about her anymore.
No. I miss her.
I did when she started liking and retweeting like tweets the other day. I missed that little buzz. Yeah.
Because yeah, she's not even on social media anymore, which like is healthy. I wish I could say I could do that, but I can't.
No.
I miss her though.
No way.
Her fans kind of suck sometimes, so I don't blame her. But
it also sucks that I feel like she's not even on Riverdale anymore.
No. Like Billy I really hope she's
filming.
Going to yeah, she's been home yeah, a lot.
Yeah, which is really concerning. It's fine. Maybe she's Machen and
Floyd era in 2023. Please and thanks. Please.
Get her in another comedy, please.
Get her in something that she's gonna.
White
get.
Lotus season 3.
She would work so well on White Lotus.
Especially because there are a lot of like actors you know.
Yeah.
But aren't like top tier.
Yeah.
Like Audrey and Jennifer Coolidge were this season where like you knew of them, but then there was like. Michael Imperioli, who hasn't been really big since the 90s.
There's Theo James, who, like, I only know from Divergent.
Yeah.
Like, just, like,
just like small people, and I was like,
she would fit really well in that.
She would. Connie is apparently coming back for season 3. That's a rumor.
I need to watch season 2.
Yes, you do.
I don't care to watch season 1 really. But...
Well, Connie is in season 1. Maybe. What's our next one?
Scream 5.
That I can't believe that was this year as well.
I think that was the first big release.
Yeah, no, it was.
That was like, because we were still in lockdown here when that came out, so it didn't come to my theater on time.
Yeah.
And it got spoiled for me. The big thing got spoiled for me before. I'm still holding a grudge against the person who did that. So it got spoiled for me, and I had to watch it, like, on this really seedy, like, mega file, Google Drive, cam-recorded video at the theater. It was terrible. Yeah. It's not the movie, but, like, the quality. But then I got to go see it in theaters, like, 3 times after that, when it actually came in. When did I get to see it in theaters? I think I saw it, like, the week it came in theaters here.
Did I not give this movie a review?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I didn't.
When did this movie come out?
January of, like, something.
Okay, so I watched it January 17th the first time, and then the second time I got to actually rewatch it was February 13th. So, like, I had to wait a while for this movie to see it in good quality. I'm still really divisive about this movie. But I've also just come to realize... What's that?
Just, I can't believe I just didn't give this movie a review. But I think this one, I first got Letterboxd.
I think so,
I don't want to give a review.
Yeah, and... I think I kind of bullied you into getting Letterboxd in a way. I'm like, okay, dude, if we're having this podcast, gotta see what you're what you're thinking about movies.
It's okay. It's fine.
It was willing bullying. Yeah, no, I'm still conflicted about this movie, but I've also just come to the conclusion, and, like, nobody, like, flame me for this, because I still love them, but Scream, I've just realized, is not my favorite horror franchise, and I don't think it should be a franchise, so I feel like that was part of my...
Shameless plug to Sam's Collider article.
Yeah, read my Collider article where I say this didn't need sequels. I think the sequels are fine, but, like, I think especially with this one... It could have just easily been updated for a modern-day audience and not focused so heavily on bringing back the legacy characters.
Especially when you kill one of them.
Yeah. I am happy we got MILF Nev and Courtney, and Courtney's outfits were fire. But I'm talking about this like I hated this movie. I gave it 3.5.
I gave it 4. I wish I now rewatched this movie during Halloween.
Did I give it... I could have sworn I either bumped it up or down.
I think you bumped it up.
I feel because like I did. I think I gave it 3 the original time. And I feel like I bumped it up to 3.5. I will say my favorite part about it is that the main character's name is Samantha, and so I get to hear Ghostface say, "Hello, Samantha," constantly.
Wait, no.
What?
You were 3.5.
I think this was before I realized that I could just give different ratings for different watches. So I just originally went back and, like, changed all of my review, like, ratings.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I kind of did, like, I have, Sam, again, a really long...
How many watches did you do?
I think I watched this 3 times.
3 different reviews.
Yeah, I gave it 3 different watches. Because first time I watched it, like, crappily, the second time I watched it with my mom, and the third time my cousin wanted to see it, and she's, like, 13, so I'm like, okay, I have to go with you.
Yeah.
My first review, though, is really, really long, but I gave, like, 3 big points, and I said, this feels like a sequel, and I mean that as in it didn't really do anything original, and they focused too heavily on concentrating it, or connecting it back to the first movie when there was so much room to do something new and exciting. And that even the killers were, like, near carbon copies. And then I said, not enough screen time for the legacy characters, and no one is particularly likable besides Randy's niece and nephew. So, I'm excited for Scream 6, despite the fact that Nev got absolutely shafted. But
yeah, it's okay. She's employed. That's all that matters.
We love to see it. But pay Nev Campbell what she deserves. That's
for real.
All I gotta say about that.
We'll do the two other movies because there's some TV shows. Disenchanted.
Yes.
Which we just
reviewed that.
Yeah.
I don't want to just say like plug to each of our episodes because that kind of defeats the purpose of doing this. Where is that? I think mainly just like the big thought with that is that it healed our inner child and pleased our inner child, but it was a letdown.
Even though I gave it 4 stars.
I gave
But my inner child gave it 4 stars.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it was mostly when stuff from our childhood gets remade, I'm not looking at it as like a new movie. I'm thinking of it as nostalgia purposes.
Yeah.
And this satisfied my nostalgia purpose. If I like didn't like Enchanted as a child and I watched this, I probably would have gave it a lower rating.
I agree.
But since I loved Enchanted so much as a child and I was waiting for how many freaking years for a sequel, and then they finally came out and it was good.
It was good. That's the thing. It's not a bad movie.
No.
It just changed. It was a very different. It went musical and it didn't need to be a musical.
Yeah.
And I think that was just what hurt it the most.
And coming from someone that loves musicals.
Yeah. No need for it. See, and that's the thing. I'm not a musical fan. So the fact that you agreed with that and gave me the warning ahead of time, I think like just kind of shows like it didn't
like
need that.
Two or three songs, maybe four, but
yeah,
I felt like it was like 7-8 songs.
It was a lot.
Not needed.
And they weren't that good.
Especially when like half the cast can't actually sing.
I know.
Stop making your cast sing when they can't really sing. At the Riverdale.
Yeah, even though those are my guilty pleasure episodes.
I know.
Another one was that we just recently did was Dead to Me season 3.
Wait, I said let's finish the movies.
Oh, sorry. I think that was the last one.
No, there's one more.
It didn't come out. Sorry.
Exactly. Back 3
didn't come out.
I don't know when this movie. Did they even film this movie?
I have no idea.
I don't think they did. I don't think it's coming out next year either.
Maybe
in the 2024.
I wouldn't even be surprised if it doesn't come. Like at this point, I don't know what's going on.
Like we've been waiting for Jennifer Coolidge to be done with whatever she's doing. But now that White Lotus is over, she totally can.
Yeah. I'll be real. I don't particularly care. I want to see it if it happens.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
if it wasn't to come out, I'm not going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, I've come to even more of a hatred for sequels this year because I feel like I've been let down by a lot of stuff that are sequels. And so I just feel like I've been burned so many times that, like, just don't take another piece of my childhood or, like, a all-time favorite movie and just fumble the bag again.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you.
So.
Especially, is Mindy Kaling writing the third one?
I think so. Technically, this is number 4 because we have Legally Blondes. The best Legally Blonde sequel.
Okay. I just want to double check. We're on the same page with that one.
Yeah. It's amazing. I actually very much unironically love that movie.
No, it's like so good.
It's too good. It's like one of those movies that like when you see them fix up their uniforms, it just like tickles a part of my brain that's like pure nostalgia and I'm just like, ah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all the movies that we both were looking forward to though. I guess we'll start with this first one on the list. So Dead to Me season 3. Which we also just covered. So
Dead to Me season 3 was probably one of the biggest flops of the year.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe that show only got 2 seasons. What an absolute train wreck.
Oh, well.
It still baffles me that, like, that's what they did for the ending. Like, it angers me. Because, like, I go back, I'm like, oh my god, Linda Cardellini, my baby, Julie Hale, like, I love you, you're a precious little bean. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you fucking ruined my life with this show. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
The funniest thing is the trailer didn't even allude to that in the slightest.
No. Really did it. God damn it. I feel like that's like the show, like everyone just stopped talking about the show. They're like, it's fine. It's over. We no longer claim it.
For a show that definitely deserves a lot of praise, nobody talked about it, and I think that's
Says a
really
lot.
telling. I know the writer of the show wanted to tell this story because it's like personal to her, but like this isn't maybe the show you do that on.
Yeah, no. Netflix hates lesbians, so it's fine.
Yeah, we know that.
It's fine.
Speaking of hating lesbians, The Wild season 2 not coming back for season 3.
When I need answers, but because everyone shit on it,
Yeah,
because
that's
they
the
added
thing. Season two
boys.
was not bad. It
No.
had its problems by far. The most annoying part is that it wasn't a bad season. It had its problems, and it had that one scene that definitely shouldn't have been added at all.
Yeah, I
But the
forgot about
addition of
that.
the
Thank you.
boys, yeah, I tried to forget about that. The addition of the boys wasn't as bad as everybody was making it out to be, and I get that it's a female-led show. But also, this is like an experiment thing. So, I guess it kind of just made sense to me that there was going to be a whole other separate group.
Yeah.
But we'll never know why she was doing these tests because y'all decided to hate on it so much and get it canceled.
It was so
I guess we
annoying.
can't entirely blame it on the people, but like, also, like, it got such bad reviews just because people couldn't get past the fact that they had added male characters.
Just so annoying.
And it ended on such a cliffhanger.
It really did.
Do I think it needed the men? No. Would I maybe preferred it without it? Yeah. But like, it didn't ruin it for me.
No, it didn't. I liked it.
Yeah.
I really did.
I liked season one more. But I want to know how it ends. And given that I think it was only probably going to have one more season, I wish they would have just let it come out. It's really annoying that it isn't.
I just hate it when shows end on cliffhangers and then they don't get picked up for another season. Like, at least get them one more
Give
season
them, or even like
to
a
wrap
couple
it
more
up.
episodes. Like, it's just frustrating, but I've
I
been
like
disappointed
things.
with a lot of things this year, so I guess it's not even like surprising.
Yeah, not,
Again,
but.
The Wild doesn't feel like it came out this year, though.
No, it really doesn't. When did it come out?
That was such a
Like
blip in time because that was
May?
like another, yeah, I feel like, because that was
May
another
flew
show
by.
that I feel like people just stopped talking about really, really quickly. Yeah.
Bring them back. It's
The
fine.
next show is one I only watched an episode of.
It's fine. I can talk about
Okay.
it.
Hit us with it.
Monarch.
Yes.
So, first off,
I need
Monarch
to
was
binge
supposed to
it.
come out in January. They
Yeah.
got pushed back to the fall.
I watched our like video on it when we started talking about that and we're like, "Oh yeah, we're going to like review this in January when it comes out." And then I'm like, "Alexi just finished this."
Yeah. Because it was like, I think it was supposed to come out at the end of January. And then I was like, I haven't seen anything about it. Let me go check. And they're like, no, it's been pushed back to a fall premiere. I was like, bruh, you kidding me?
Guess it fit better that way, but like vibe-wise.
Yeah, vibe
But
wise,
still,
probably. But
I wonder if that's gonna get a season two.
so I'm going to be completely honest. I took a FaceTime call during the finale. So I missed some parts of it.
Okay.
Does it need a season two? I'm not really sure. I think they wrapped it up pretty much to if they don't get a season two, it's fine. Was there a little bit of a cliffhanger? Yeah, but you could totally just ignore that part and then just stick to
Okay.
it ended with like all of them, like the girls going on tour and then a little bit of a cliffhanger. So if you end it with all the girls on the bus going on tour, you're good. You're fine.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting it to be Nashville, but it really wasn't like Nashville. It was a lot more drama
I feel
than
like it was
Nashville.
like a Nashville-esque dynasty.
Yes. I've never seen Dynasty, but
neither
yes.
have I, but like just from everything I know about it, it feels like Dynasty.
Yes, it does.
That's what I'm named after, so I want to watch that show.
We love it.
I like to say I'm named after Heather Locklear for that reason.
You are.
I am.
She's my godmother, say, guys. You wish.
I do.
So Nashville had like their own original songs. Monarch didn't do that. They covered a lot of songs, but with Trace Adkins, they did write some songs for him, where he might have wrote songs for the show.
Did they sing any classic Trace songs?
No.
Oh. Missed opportunity.
He did sing Friends in Low Places, though.
Oh, that's kind of everything. I think you sent that to me.
Yeah. But no Trace songs. It's fine.
That's dumb.
I was expecting it, but it's fine. Also, they really bait you with Susan Sarandon. I feel like they've been doing that a lot. Like, even last year when I started watching... Last year when I started watching Big Sky, Ryan... Philip... Is it Philip or Felipe?
I always say Felipe, but I don't know if that's right.
Okay, whatever. So he's Ryan. Like on all the posters.
Ex Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. He's in all the posters and was in the trailer and dies the end of the first episode. Sorry, spoiler warning.
Yeah.
Same thing happens with
I feel like you've Susan. Spoiled that show a million times on this podcast. It doesn't really matter.
I definitely have. Same thing happens with Susan. She does pop up now and then as flashbacks. I feel like there was also a lot going on. Maybe I just didn't pay enough attention. But I will say the best thing out of the entire show
was so unexpected,
which really shouldn't have been unexpected. There are so many hints toward it, but Marsha Cross made an appearance, and let me tell you, the scream I let out.
The scream I let out when you sent it to me, I'm like, no way.
So Marsha's friends with the girl who's like the main daughter. And I thought she was just posting it to hype her up. But I was like, even when she started posting about it, I was like, she's going to be in the show. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then they bought her character in. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. So thank you.
More Marsha Cross on my TV. Please and thank you. Please. Add her to the White Lotus. Her and Dana Delaney.
They would eat.
They would.
They could finally absolutely. Be a lesbian couple.
Exactly.
Mike White.
They'd actually fit in so well because you could just give them the Catherine and Brie persona and put them in there, and it's like perfect. And Dana's on a pretty big TV show at the moment.
She is.
So give her the like Brie she needs. Get her on the White Lotus with Marsha. And Machen.
They both would love it.
They would. They'd have a blast.
They really would.
Yeah, this is one I... Sorry. No. I thought we were done.
No. It wasn't...
What would you rate it out good. Of 5?
Probably like 2.5, 3.
Ooh.
It was like good, but it wasn't like pulling me in like Nashville did.
Okay.
But Nashville also took me some time to get into.
Nashville does take a minute to get into.
Because I started it before and I stopped because I was like not really feeling it.
It takes a bit. It takes like a few episodes. Like mid-season is where it picks up.
It's also sometimes really hard to judge a show on their first season because it's not that great.
Yeah, because it's a lot of setup.
Yeah.
When like, these characters are already introduced to you, it's easier to, like, do something. Mm-hmm.
It's very rare for a first season to be, like, amazing and just keep going up from there. So, we'll see. We'll see if it gets picked up. Mm-hmm. Also, the actors really weren't big names, too.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Trace and Susan. But
which like, I think is okay. Like, I feel like they did really well for not being all that known.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll see if it gets to season 2. If it doesn't, I'm okay with it.
Okay. I'll have to binge it.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. Speaking of things that don't feel like they came out this year, I don't remember watching Why Women Kill this year.
Because it didn't.
It didn't?
No.
Why was it on our list?
It was most anticipated for this year because it didn't get canceled until this year.
Oh. Oh. That makes more sense. I'm like, I don't remember watching this year.
Nope.
It feels so long ago. Did we do a review of that?
No, that came out in the summer of 2021.
I'm just.
But we did talk about it in our Wrapped because Miss Queen Alma Philcott was one of my favorite team characters of the year.
That's why I thought we had talked about it. Okay.
So,
anyway, it got canceled. It's not coming back. And I'm pissed. And I forgot it got canceled. And I'm pissed.
Why?
I don't even know why.
Because it was on Paramount Plus. No one fucking wants to watch shows that are only on stupid streaming services.
I'm sorry. Paramount Plus kind of sucks.
Yes, no, it does.
It's such a pain in the ass. Yes, also, the Paramount channel kind of sucks because it's the same commercials that are like 5 minutes long each.
Oh, we love that.
I refuse to watch anything on that channel. I actually have the biggest grudge against it.
It's like, it was put on like Hulu.
Yeah.
People ate it up.
Oh my god, they would have loved it. Don't put anything on Netflix. But yeah, Hulu.
Yeah. Hulu loves the lesbians.
I remember, like, when I was watching back our video, I said I wanted, like, a 60s, 70s time period, and I'm really mad I'm not going to get that. So.
Mark Cherry.
I will personally fund this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm angry.
I watched a little bit of our most anticipated, and at the end I talked about a Desperate Housewives reboot.
I know, I was going to add that, but I'm like, do we add that?
Mark Cherry, just come back to me. Give me a...
Please.
Middle-aged
now that you're not working on Why Women Kill, it's time to give us Desperate Housewives.
Or just like any middle-aged storyline.
Honestly, he just writes drama for middle-aged women so well.
He does.
All I need. Too well. He's amazing. I love him. Mark, come on the podcast.
A king. A king.
Yeah. That's all the ones that we well, okay. We technically have two that were on your list, but are ones that I did watch this year, so I guess we can talk about them as together. Yeah, I guess three, technically. Stranger Things.
Four?
Yeah, 3/4.
Okay.
Let's talk about Stranger Things first. Because I feel like that was
Stranger Things first.
What?
You could talk about it first. Because it became your entire personality.
It became my entire personality. So I forget why I watched it. I think it was because you wanted
to watch it.
Yeah, you wanted to record season 4 review.
Because
so
I
watched.
Knew it was gonna be big.
Yeah, it was gonna be big. I watched it. I binged it in like a week. I fell in love with Winona Ryder. Jopper became my entire personality. Stranger Things became my entire personality, and
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It was the biggest part of my life this year, apparently. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, I think I watched it
in June, because it came out July 4th weekend, I'm pretty sure.
No, part 2 came out in July 1st because it came off on Canada Day.
Oh, yeah. And we also got Stranger Things shirts together.
Yeah.
So it came out in May, Memorial Day weekend. It always comes out on like an American holiday.
That's weird, but it's
fine. It really is.
But yeah, so it was like near the beginning of the year, and it like has just like remained steady on my mind constantly.
Yeah, it has.
Which is really fun. I'm really sad I wasn't like invested in this prior, but
I don't know. Like, I remember you said that you were watching it with the girl you babysat for, and then like just stopped watching it
because she watched season 2 without me, and I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna watch it now. Like, you already kind of like caught up without me, and I was watching it with you, and then I just never got around to it.
Gotcha.
Which is funny because like also like it's such up my alley.
Yeah.
So anyway, excited for season 5.
Yeah.
I also just
that's
like
coming out in 24 though, right?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah. That's what I think I've read.
I also like some people will post like the Jobber stills. And I just remember exactly where I was when those came out. I was sitting in a mall food court with you eating Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
That's like a core memory for me now.
I don't even remember that.
No, it's just like you're literally like Sam. Sam.
I love that.
It was amazing. It's like such a core memory for me every time I see this picture. I'm like,
time.
Okay.
And we bought our Hellfire shirts right before that. Wow. We're truly a time. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, we had just ordered our Hellfire shirts, I think. Crazy.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Stranger Things season 4, met the love of my life, Eddie Munson. Thank you. I appreciate you.
I
let's find a way to
really met
bring
the
him
love
back
of
to
our
life.
Life.
Oh my god, I forgot about that too,
Me
even though
too,
that didn't.
man.
So wild that was this year. How is this year?
Right. It doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't.
I'm telling you, so much happened.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
Truly. Wednesday? What, we just reviewed Wednesday.
We just reviewed Wednesday. A lot of these we just reviewed. Like, a lot of things didn't come out till the end of this year.
Yeah, I feel like that always fucking happens. But Wednesday, I remember specifically just mentioning Wednesday for Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I wonder if so-and-so could play Morticia. And you're like, no, that's the best part. Catherine Zeta-Jones is playing Morticia.
She's playing Morticia for the 5 minutes she was in the fucking series. It's fine. I like, is it gonna get picked up for season 2? Like, people say that it already is, which I don't think is true. I think they've talked about like a
yeah,
season
I don't
2,
think
like the
it
writers.
Is. I don't think it is yet. It doesn't.
It doesn't need a season 2 unless you're gonna give me more Catherine.
They do say they want to focus more on the actual like family in season 2. So
and then give it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as you give me Catherine, we're good. We're fine.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
That's all I want. We did get Christina Ricci, which was nice.
Yeah,
yeah, no, we got a lot more Christina than I expected us to.
Ever expected.
Which I liked. I really liked her character. But again, if you want like a fully in-depth thing, go to that podcast because we talked so much about it.
We did. We did. Next one is,
oh, Ted Lasso season 3, which didn't come out, and we have heard nothing on it. We did rewatch it together.
We did. We did.
That was a fun moment.
Yeah.
Did you watch Yellow Jackets this year?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I was gonna say it wouldn't be on.
No.
Here.
I literally watched it like 6 days into the new year.
That'll be on the most anticipated of this year coming.
Hell yeah, it will be.
Can
we talk about that?
I know, right?
And then our other one that we shared in common, Hocus Pocus,
which
2.
Is, I did say in the episode that I would give it a try when it came out. I would give the original another try, and I did. And I liked Hocus Pocus 2 better. Hocus Pocus 1 kind of sucks.
Which is fine.
Again, we did a video on it.
Yes.
We did review a lot of these. I'm kind of impressed with us. We reviewed a lot of TV shows.
We did.
A lot more than the movies.
Really?
The only movies I know of that we reviewed was Hocus Pocus 2 and Halloween Ends.
You
that are on this that are on this list.
Oh,
okay. Oh, and Jurassic Scream Disenchanted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what are you talking
but
about?
Still, like, I don't know. Anyway, shut up.
Yeah, you can watch our Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about Hocus Pocus. It was fine.
Yeah.
The Walgreens scene is stellar. And was the best part.
It was. It was.
I think
are
that
we
might
talking about Halloween Ends?
Oh yeah, because I did get you to watch that.
Yeah.
You got me to watch Hocus Pocus 2. I got you to watch not all of them. 3 of the Halloween movies. This was the 4th one.
Oh no, I didn't watch the second one. I apologize.
I was gonna say, I'm like, when? Why wasn't I notified?
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, actually, let me this was one of the most disappointing of the year for me, which was so sad. I think,
you know, well, I was different because you really liked Halloween Kills and I hated it.
Yes.
And I liked Halloween Ends and you hated Halloween Ends.
I didn't hate it, but it, fell flat. It very much
oh, wait,
was
I...
disappointing.
This one star.
What?
Gave this movie one star.
You did? Oh my god. That's amazing. I really like this movie. I gave it one star. I ended up giving it 3, which was a very generous 3 and very painful at the same time to give.
I remember this movie now.
What? I
remember this movie now.
You don't remember it?
Yeah.
It was... It's because it's not very memorable. Didn't have a lot of Jamie. It had that, like, other weird kid on the bike. I don't think you watched a lot of it. I think you said you tuned out a lot.
Oh, I remember. It's coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
This is the longest review I've ever given a movie. I was pissed off. So I won't bore you with reading it. But again, this is where I say I'm very anti-sequel most of the time. And I think this movie really just solidified that. Well, I'm just really
there's
over
about
sequels.
20 million sequels.
And it was so promising, and it just really, really, really let me down. The ending was great, where they actually, like, spoiler alert, kill Michael and, like, toss him in a whole thing. Your review literally says they gave him a Ding Dong the Witch is Dead style exit, which is exactly what they did, and it was amazing. But they severely underused my girl Jamie. My yes. girl Jamie! Hello! She deserved better! Yeah, so basically I'm just pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe I gave it one star.
It's kind of funny.
It is, actually.
Giving it 3 was very generous. And I think yes. I gave it 3 for Michael for what he was there and Lori for what she was there. I literally start this with, this is long and I apologize, but I'm also not sorry because I have a bone to pick with David Gordon Green.
Fair enough.
So read on, please. Yeah. Honestly, my October watches were pretty good. That might be one of the worst ones. Yeah. That is where I think we don't have any more in common now.
Yeah, no, I think we're good now. But you know what's kind of funny?
What?
Out of the 5 you have left, you only watched 2 of them.
I know. I have reasons.
You have... Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I go first? Because I have a lot. I can roll through mine pretty fast.
Sure.
Where the Crawdads Sing. So I read the book during the pandemic. It took me a while to get through it. And I think I
this
said...
This was what I was waiting for your opinion on before I watched it, and I didn't end up watching it, because...
That's fine.
Yeah, it was very mediocre, you said it.
Totally fine. Yes, it was. I think I said in our review, too, when we were doing our most anticipated, that I'm a little optimistic going to movies that are based on books, because I'm interested to see how they adapt it and, like, what other people think. But this movie... did not hit the nail on the head at all. It was visually very, very nice.
Yeah, like, I feel like you can't not with the setting they had.
Yeah. But, it felt like they dragged out parts that were not necessary and rushed the parts that should have been spent more time on. Where's my review? I gave this movie 2 stars.
I get this movie needing to be a movie because it wouldn't have worked as a TV show, but also, like...
It's also very controversial because the woman who wrote this book is, like, a killer.
God
Google
damn!
It.
I will!
Yeah, so my review for the movie is the cinematography and the scenery were the best part of this movie. Like, the book, it started out slow for me. The book eventually picked up, but this movie just dragged on, and the most important part of the movie was rushed at the end. I did get choked up a few times throughout the film, but it wasn't anything spectacular.
That kind of sucks.
It did suck. Especially because, like, the best part of the book, they just didn't put in.
What part?
Okay, so spoiler alert, she actually winds up committing the murder. And she
I feel
explains...
like I remember reading the actual, like, entire, like, plot of the story, because I was just curious. But I don't remember that.
Yes, so she's on trial, and she's like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. Years later, she winds up passing, and her husband finds something hidden underneath the floorboards of their house, where she explains the entire murder and how she got away with it. And... it was very rushed over, and I wish they would have shown, like, flashbacks of her actually committing it. Because even when I was reading the book, I was like, there was a little bit of speculation. I was like, if anyone's going to get away with this murder, it's her. And during the movie, I didn't get that vibe.
Okay.
Which is fine, like, it's a mystery, so, like, maybe you don't want to get that vibe.
I wonder how my opinion would be as someone who hasn't read the book. Like, I just wonder what it would be like for somebody who hasn't read the book compared to someone who had.
Yeah, it's always interesting, too, depending on if you read the book first or if you watch the movie first. Mm-hmm. Like, when I watched Little Fires Everywhere, I loved the book. I think the book did a better job at explaining some things. There was a whole section... Reese actually responded to my tweet about this, where in the book, they don't explain Reese's character's past, but in the show, they do. So I did like that. But the way that the book ended and the way that the show ended, the book ended way better.
Okay.
It was way more emotional. I rarely cry at books. That book made me cry at the end. It really hit. What are other books that I've read?
I'm currently reading The Virgin Suicides still. And I actually, so far, I'm liking the movie better, but, like, maybe it's just because I loved that movie and how visually pretty it was, but, like, the book goes into so much detail that I feel like they're both surprisingly on par with each other, but, like, I feel like the movie feels more personal to everyone. Like, I feel like I get a better glimpse of everyone, whereas the book, I guess both the book and movie feel very centered on, like, the one sister, Lux, but the book feels more all about her rather than the movie, so, like, I feel like I almost prefer the movie in that situation. Obviously, I saw the movie first, so, like,
the book is, it's so hard, because, like, obviously with the movie, you're able to visualize it, and you don't need that much detail into describing things, but that's sometimes why I like the book better, is because they take so much time describing, like, certain scenery,
especially
or
when it's
a
like
character.
A movie like Where the Crawdads Sing, where it's like a mystery thriller kind of thing.
Yeah, what was that? It was 9 Perfect Strangers. I also read the book before watching the series, and I liked the book way better. Yeah. But also, the series ended differently than the book. Also, just don't fucking change
don't
it.
Don't change
the
endings.
Moral of the story.
You don't need
don't
to
change it. Moral of the story: don't change endings.
There's a lot of stuff on my list that didn't even come out this year. Another one that I watched at the beginning of the year was The Tourist. Literally just watched this for Jamie Dornan.
I was going to say, is this one with Jamie?
I really don't remember it. I think
I
was satisfied
feel like
with
a big
it.
Part of the reason why we don't remember a lot of these things is because of the fucking 30-day movie challenge that we did where we watched a million and one things.
God. Yeah, probably. I don't know if The Tourist is getting a season 2, but I think I liked it. I think it was a good mystery. I really don't remember. I wish The Tourist, I'm sorry, TV Time was like Letterboxd, where I could write reviews for the whole series or season,
yeah,
at least.
I think you can make comments, but...
that's a lot of effort. Yeah. Yeah, this was too long ago for me to remember, but I think I did like it.
I think I remember you liking it.
It was renewed for a season 2, so I will be getting more Jamie Dornan.
That's good. I'm
maybe
happy
when
for
it
you.
Comes out again. Well, when the new season comes out, I'll rewatch.
What was it about again?
Jamie Dornan gets amnesia, and he's trying to remember what happened.
Oh, right.
There was a lot of mystery going on, though. And obviously, because since he has amnesia, he does not remember anything.
Gotcha.
A lot happened. It was very action-y.
Okay.
He had his accent. Say less.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, I can't believe that I watched that in the beginning of this year. Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Do you want me to just keep going?
Sure. We'll end with mine because I, like okay. you said, only watched two of them.
There was Manifest?
Not, well, actually, sorry. I think there was like a good chunk on my list, but I think we kind of just split them between us.
Yeah.
Because.
And a lot of minor TV shows. You don't watch TV shows.
Yeah. I did it's watch I watched a lot of movies this year. I watched almost 200.
That's actually insane.
That's insane.
I don't know how you did that.
I don't know. I'm going to try to hit actually 200 next year, not including rewatches.
That's fair. You could do it. I feel like
I can,
you could.
I feel like I can do it.
I'll just
do like a movie challenge every like 3 months.
Yeah, okay. Crazy. Manifest. So I didn't know they were going to split up the season.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing you talk about this at all. So.
Yeah, it came out in November.
Yeah.
They split up the season. So the first part already aired. The second part, I guess, I'm assuming is airing next year. I don't remember. Does it say on TV time when it is?
No.
I don't think it does, to be honest. Oh, no, it doesn't. That's cool. So Manifest kind of fell short for me the last season, not the one that just started the season before. And that's why it got canceled. And then it got put on Netflix and everyone started watching it. Season 4 was, I'm trying to think. It was good. The one girl really fucking pisses me off. Angelina. She can die for all I care. I don't even remember if she actually did die, to be honest. It's pretty sad too because the son was dying. I mean, I can't remember how the first part ended, but I remember like really confused. I'm like, wait, is this the end? Am I getting more? And I was like, oh shit, no, there's part two coming out. So clearly if I was like needed more, I guess the first half of the season was pretty good.
Okay.
But the best part is the mom sucked. The mom is not even in the first half. She's dead, which is great. I think that's why the show was better.
Okay.
I couldn't stand her. There's a lot that goes on in the show. It's kind of like The Tourist, where like there's so much that goes on that like it can go in one ear and right out the other. But I do recommend for anyone to watch Manifest because it is actually really good.
I want to start it.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
I don't know if you'd like it. No, maybe you would. It's very mindfucky. It's a little bit of Lost.
Okay. I liked Lost, like, but
I just didn't like it.
Anna Lucia fucking ruined it for me.
Yeah, that's
and fair. Then it got absolutely the fair. Most sad ending that I've ever seen, so I never wanted to watch that again.
You've never made it. I just told you to watch the ending and you became fully depressed.
It was just because of the dog.
Just because of the dog? No. Realizing that they were all actually dead is the most depressing thing ever.
Well, yeah, but the dog.
It's fine. How I Met Your Father was actually pleasantly really good. Obviously it's not as good as How I Met Your Mother, but they had so many Easter eggs and cameos. Kyle MacLachlan, Kobe was in it. I was like,
yeah,
okay, I can get on board with this. And season 2 is coming out next month, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I was like random one day they announced it. I was like, oh, and Kim Cattrall was on it. In it.
Oh yeah, I did. I love her.
Hillary is really surprisingly really good. We love a queen. Yeah, I'm excited to watch season 2 as well. And it got picked up for more episodes. It's actually like 22 episodes instead of the normal first season, like 10, 12 episodes.
We need to have more shows do that because these like 8 episode seasons are getting ridiculous.
Especially when you binge them in one day.
Yeah.
At least like maybe like put them out one a week then.
Yeah. Or even, like, two a week. I don't know. Just something to, like, spread it out.
Exactly.
Up that hype a little bit. That's what Stranger Things needs to do for season 5.
Yes. Even though I definitely could not binge all of one season in a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, they should do that. Actually, maybe not, because I would get too anxious.
Oh, I mean, like, doing weekly releases.
No, that would make me too anxious.
Okay. Yeah, actually, no, I feel that. I'd be like, I just
want to see... With comedy shows, yes. With drama shows, maybe not.
Yeah, that's true. But also, it saves me from getting spoiled if I'm a slow watcher.
True. True. That is very true. The people that can binge watch that in one day, good for you.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up and I swear, people watched the whole season. I was like, right? How?
And then when I tried to watch part 2 or volume 2, Jopper kissed and threw the whole thing off for me. So, like, and it was 6 a.m. at that point.
I was very proud of myself that I did not get a single spoiler.
For volume 2?
For either.
I got spoilers for volume 2 just for the Jopper kiss. Okay. And that there were two of them.
You knew that was happening.
I did, but I didn't know there were going to be two.
Okay, fair.
And then for part 1, I got spoiled for the hug. So, like, minor things that weren't that big of a deal.
Is that the hug?
Jopper.
Oh, the ending. Okay, fair. What else do I have? I'm going to do the ones that I've actually came out. Only Murders in the Building season 2. Oh my god, that feels so long ago too. It was good. I mean, I love Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you to watch it just solely for them. Even though I don't think you'd like it that much. Season 2 was better, I will say that. I didn't like season 1 as much. Season 2 was better. And I
Are they 20-minute episodes? 30?
No, they might be a little bit longer. Okay. Yeah, maybe 30, maybe 40. I could be wrong. I don't remember.
I don't know. It's one of those shows that, like, I feel like I should watch, but, like, I don't have the desire to.
Yeah.
And I need that, like, desire to watch something.
I mean, I'm trying to think.
Then again, I've been saying I'm going to watch Will and Grace forever, and I just started watching it, so, like, maybe that'll be one of those shows.
Maybe. Maybe. I also saw The Woman That Got Killed on Broadway this summer.
Nice.
And I literally was, like, screamed at the end. I was like, who killed Bunny? Like, I need to know.
Please tell me.
Yes, she was a queen.
Can we add Plaza Suite to our Wrapped?
We could.
That was a big moment for me.
It was. The day we became SJP's dance.
You never thought it would happen.
No. Truly a plot twist. And the only other movie on my list that I actually watched is Luckiest Girl Alive, which was pretty cool because I actually went to the premiere of it.
Yeah.
What did I give this movie?
I just reread your review for that the other day because when we were doing the movie review, Shanta was going to use that as one of mine.
Really?
But then it ended up didn't working out because I couldn't find any reviews that, like, kind of threw you off.
Fair enough. Luckiest Girl Alive. Where is this? When did this movie come out? September, October? Goddamn.
Yeah, it was one of those two.
I gave this movie 3.5 stars. I actually didn't. This movie. Okay. This is an example. I didn't read the book going into this movie. It was there on my watch list, but I was like, you know what? My read list. I was like, let me just go in blind. And I feel like it worked out in this case. There's other people there that obviously read the book first.
Yeah.
And I don't think they liked it as much. I could be wrong. But here's my review. I tend to read a novel before seeing the screen adaption, but for this film, I went in completely blind, and I might do that more often. Since I had nothing to compare the film to and didn't set any expectations for the film, I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. I'm not the biggest Mila Kunis fans, but she blew me away with her performance, and Kiara did an incredible job portraying Mila's younger self.
My one major complaint is that the ending felt dragged out, but the last 20 minutes were important and moving and necessary to keep in. I'm wondering how this would have turned out if it was picked up as a limited series instead of a film, but either way, this film was a must-watch for book lovers. P.S. Men are trash.
Nice.
Thank you. The movie has to do with essay a little bit.
Yeah. So. It's a heavy one. I'm really surprised it wasn't a series, because I feel like a lot of true crime or, like, dramas, like, crime shows are coming out as limited series lately.
Yeah, it felt very long.
Okay.
So it probably would have done better as
long. How long was it?
Felt like forever. It was 113 minutes, almost 2 hours.
Yikes.
But it felt longer than that. Still very good.
Okay.
Very good. Like I said, Mila did a really good job. The girl, the boy that plays her fiance, I hate him. Finn Wittrock. I just didn't picture them together.
Okay.
Like, they don't look like they would be a couple.
That sucks. I hate when movies do that.
And he was trash too, so.
AKA, men are trash.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Connie was in it, so.
Can't go wrong. Did she have a big part or no?
Yeah, she played Mila's mom.
Okay.
Not like a huge part, but she was in a good portion of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then the other things that were on my list were Love and Death, which hasn't come out yet. But Candy came out this year. Candy and Love and Death are the same thing, but one is on Hulu and Love and Death is on HBO Max.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Melanie
One has Linsky. Melanie Linsky is in one and not in the other. So what's the better one?
Elizabeth Olsen is in the other.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure Melanie was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Oh, good.
As she should. Queen.
Can't wait for Yellow Jackets to sweep after season two.
When they start eating girls, let me tell you.
They're going to eat those warts.
Exactly. The Midnight Club, I wanted to watch and then just never got around
to it. I think we wanted to watch it because it was Halloween season.
It was, and it looked really good, and I still think it looks really good. SVU just has me in a chokehold right now.
I haven't seen any spoilers for it, so we totally could still watch it.
That is very true.
I also didn't see anybody talk about it, though, so.
That is also very true.
Yeah.
I saw maybe a few people on the timeline, but definitely not a lot.
Okay.
So, I could go back and rewatch it. You know, when I need a break from SVU for a sec, I can watch that.
I feel that. Well, if you start watching it, I'll watch it. We can review it if people want it.
Sounds good. And then the last thing was Total Drama Island.
You also had Murder Mystery 2 on there.
Oh, thank you. But I don't think that came out. It didn't. But they were filming it this year.
Okay.
So it should be out next year. Yeah, Total Drama Island. It's really my guilty pleasure show. For you. It's a guilty pleasure show. It's fine.
Okay. I think you even said in the video, you're like, I feel embarrassed like putting this one. I'm like, dude, I'm literally watching That's So Raven right now. Like, it's fine.
But like, That's So Raven and Total Drama Island are not even comparable.
Total Drama Island is way more like teen.
Yeah.
I'd be down to watch that when it comes out.
God, it's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. That was all the mine.
Yeah, so as Alexi said, I only watched two out of the ones I have remaining. So I'll start with the one that I was honestly maybe most excited for of mine and let me down the most. Nope. Really disappointed me. I do have a review for this, I feel like. When did it come out?
In the summer, right?
Yeah, okay, July. Ooh, I gave it a big review. Maybe we're not going to do that.
Yeah, you did.
I keep giving things so many big reviews. I gave it 2.5. I was excited for it because it was Jordan Peele. And it's Jordan Peele. He does great work. Loved Us. I really liked Get Out. so I was excited for it. At this point, we had no information about what it was. We just had the poster. And I think that's how I found out about it. And I think people were like, oh, I think this is going to be an alien movie. This is going to be something like that. And it was, I think. I still don't entirely know what it was about. I'll give like a little bit, I guess. I said, because I don't even know really my thoughts on this movie. I just really didn't like it. I'll probably get so much shit for this rating and review, but I just can't shake how disappointed I felt leaving the theater after this. Jordan Peele's an absolute artist. His mind is a fascinating and brilliant place, and that does shine through here, but there's just something about this one. There's just something off about this one for me. The scares were there, and when they came, they were incredible, namely the bar scene in the first half. The barn scene scared the shit out of me. Because you knew it was going to be about aliens, and all of a sudden you just see, like, this alien come out of the corner, and you're like, holy shit, and it's shadows, you can't see anything, and then it's just revealed to be a little kid. So, like, it throws you for a second, and it was really scary to me. And then there was a whole other scene with a house of, like, the house that they live in, and just a cloud, or, like, the alien UFO thing, standing over top of the house and raining blood because they had just sucked up a crowd of people. It's gross. It was scary. So I said, like, the scares were there, but my issues lie in the story and pacing. I think the concept is great, and putting it in the hands of Peele had me so excited, and it really did have me on the edge of my seat, but so much of it is dragged out and or jumbled, especially Gordy. What the hell was the deal with that plot line? I found that whole part so interesting, but didn't feel like it served much purpose and only made the film feel disjointed, which apparently I'm just missing symbolism there after watching podcasts. But then I said the movie ended up feeling a lot longer than it is, and I think that may be due to how much back and forth there is. It's a lot of build-up to the final act, and by that point, we've already seen so much of the UFO that there isn't much intrigue left. So. Then I go on to talk about the good stuff, but really just, like, it's mainly just that the acting's good and the setting and cinematography are good. I don't think it would be, like, I don't think I would have been that disappointed if the ending didn't feel so dragged out. It was so long for no reason. And I don't, like, I don't check my phone often in movies, like, rarely ever if I'm at a movie theater.
Yeah.
I check my phone multiple times to see what time it was. So.
Yeah.
And it felt more like an action movie than a horror movie, and that wasn't what I expected. Okay. Which is fine, but, like, it didn't have enough thrill to keep me on the edge of my seat. I think I even, like, left there, I'm like, you don't have to watch this, we're not covering it.
Yeah, you did say that. I was like, all right.
The other one I actually watched was The Lost City. The only review I gave this one, I gave it 3.5 stars. I really liked this movie. But the only review I gave was, which I'm mad didn't get more likes because I thought it was quite funny. Miss Congeniality gets kidnapped by Harry Potter and then rescued by Magic Mike. Amazing. Which is exactly how you sum up this movie. I actually really like this. It's one of my favorite. It might be one of my favorite new releases of the year. I really want to rewatch it. I just love
Sandra Bullock. That came out really early this year, right?
Yeah, I watched it in April.
Okay.
I really like it. Was actually very funny. You should watch it. It's very funny, actually. And it was actually quite romantic. So it was actually a rom-com with calm.
Wow.
I know. I know. Also, I remember, like, when we were recording our most anticipated, I kept saying it was going to be, like, The Proposal again because Sandra and Ryan working together again. It's not actually Ryan Reynolds. It's Channing Tatum, and I didn't realize that until, like, months later.
I was so confused when you kept saying that, and I was like, I really don't think it is, but I'm just going to go along with it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's a really good movie, and it's... I really enjoyed it, and it had a lot of laughs. Don't really have much else to say. It was just a fun movie and worth the watch, I think.
I will definitely give it a watch.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. Also, Sandra Bullock's wearing this sparkly jumpsuit, and it's everything to me. Like, I really, really want it.
It's the one in, like, all the pictures, right?
Yeah, and she looks really hot. And now, like, every time I went through, like, a phase of, like, watching, like, her interviews because Sandra Bullock, which just happens often. And her hair, she has the best hair in Hollywood. Like, her hair is always so nice. And, like, looking, like, thinking about it now makes me regret cutting my hair. Not that I haven't already, but, like, yeah.
Okay.
I love her. The other three that I had on here, two were controversial. So, yeah. First one was Blonde. I will never watch this movie. When I put this on here, I was just like, oh my gosh, like the behind the scenes photos look so good. I feel like this is going to be a really good biopic of Marilyn Monroe. Turns out it was basically just an exploitative, over-sexualized portrait of her that was like absolutely disgusting.
Nope.
Don't need to watch that. I am kind of really disappointed in everyone who was involved in that. So I'm good. Every time Jamie Lee Curtis would like hype it up because she's close with Ana de Armas, I'm like, Jamie, no.
Oh god, no.
Like, I love her and I know she just like hypes up everybody and everything, but I'm like, Jamie. Other one was Pam and Tommy, which I think I even said is a controversial pick because of Pam.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I ended up not watching this one is just because it wasn't showing up on my Disney. Like, my 18 plus category wasn't working for whatever reason. So I just never got around to watching it. And now that I, like, can watch it, I just don't really care to.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I've heard good. I think I still stand by the fact that I think they deserve awards for the makeup and, like, prosthetics and everything.
Yeah.
And wardrobe, because they looked really good, but... I didn't watch Pam and Tommy, but I did get to see Tommy Lee in concert this year, so... I don't know.
I think you won.
I think I won. He flashed me, too. It was lovely. Yeah, he flashed the crowd.
Flash.
He was like, oh, no, I wish. Well, he flashed the internet with that. But no, he like flashed like up. He's okay. He's like, you want to see my titties? I'll show you my titties. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the other one that I didn't watch, and I don't know why I didn't watch it. I still want to watch it, but now it's been spoiled for me because TikTok can't keep a fucking plot line secret. Don't worry, darling.
Don't tell me what it is, Claire.
You don't want to know what it is. It's really good.
Okay.
The
reviews were shit.
Yeah, but actually a lot of like the Letterboxd reviews I saw, people are like, this isn't that bad. Like, you guys are just mean. Like, Izzy liked it. And I do trust Izzy's opinion. Except for the fact that she likes He's Just Not That Into You, but it's whatever. It's like right up our alley. It's like a 50s housewife who gets caught up in like a scandal kind of thing, yada yada, you know the drill, has shitty acting from Harry Styles, which I think is what deterred a lot of people. And all the behind the scenes drama was very, very funny to me.
Wild.
That was a time. I'm really mad I didn't watch this one, but also like no one wanted to see it in theaters with me.
Well, no, I'm glad you didn't see it in theaters because there's no way you're giving that money to her.
Yeah, no, true.
So we will watch women it for illegally. Jason
Sudeikis.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do want to watch it now though. Even though it got spoiled for me, but I'm still intrigued.
I'm intrigued too.
Yeah. That's all mine.
Can you tell which one of us likes TV shows and which one likes movies?
Yeah, totally me, guys. I really like TV shows.
Wait, speaking of TV shows, did you get your, like, TV time wrapped yet?
I think they come at the end of the year or the beginning of the year. Okay. Because I think it comes at the beginning of the year because they give you, like, time to, like, finish those last shows, like, all that. Which I actually like better. I think Spotify should do that.
I need it now. When we record next Wednesday, I'm gonna need it.
True. Maybe they'll give it to us.
I hope so. Can I email them and be like, hi, can I
have We have a podcast. We will hype you up. Do you want to sponsor us?
Please.
I think Letterboxd will give us ours in the beginning of the year, too. I know they give theirs out late. So maybe TV Time does give theirs out a bit early, but like closer to the end of the year.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to be me watching more SVU.
Yeah.
They don't have to give me that. I know.
I'm really excited to see who wins the race for my most watched actress on Letterboxd. Because right now, Jamie and Winona are tied with 7.
I love that this is something that you can control.
Yeah, right?
And you're like, I'm so excited to see.
Because it's like, I'm either going to watch Christmas with the Cranks and Jamie will win. Or I won't watch Christmas with the Cranks and I could watch a Winona movie. Then again, I only have one movie of hers on my shelf that I want to watch. And just haven't had any motivation to watch it. So.
Okay.
It's really anybody's game. What can I say?
I can't.
I went into this year being like, I want Jamie Lee Curtis to be my number one most watched actress of the year. Winona said, not on my watch.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. So yeah, next week we'll be doing our Wrapped. Wrapped.
I'm really excited for that.
I love doing our Wrapped. I've been like making, made a note at like the near the beginning of the year of just like things that I really, really enjoyed. I need to update that though because I haven't updated in a while.
I like don't know what I'm going to choose.
Yeah. I think there's just going to be a lot of shit on it.
Yeah, no, there is. I was like trying to pick a five and I was like, I might need like seven.
Just put as many as you want.
Okay. And I can I actually add movies this year.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went through a lot of phases this year, so it'll be interesting to show.
It's a range.
I went through a Laura Dern phase where I watched all of Big Little Lies. I went through the Winona phase that's still going on. Like, it's just been a, it's been a year. I went through a little Nate Ethan Hawke phase. He's one of my top watched of the year. I think he's got like five or six. It's, yeah.
That's everything.
It's really, yeah. There's a lot going on. So it'll be interesting to do a Wrapped.
I'm going to have to dig deep.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Oh my god. I don't even remember all the MILFs I was obsessed with. I know. Fuck.
I'll help you out. I'll try to remember some of them.
I like remember three.
Mariska.
Melanie. And Juliana.
Right. Oh, good lord. Okay. This will be a fun episode.
Okay.
Stay tuned for that. We don't know what's going to be on our Wrapped.
We're going to have to start preparing literally, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls, and our Twitter is Enter Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.